Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live link, upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to 1150 KKNW. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online. And then you are set up to stream the show. Whoa! Boy, it was fun to get moving. I hope you all got up and got moving. I sure needed that. I've kind of been, well, it's just hard to trek around with over a foot of snow and ice and all of that. And holy mackerel, one of my cousins slipped and hard fell on their, you know, steep driveway. Well, you know, Niles, because you're working on him now.
Yeah.
And snapped a tendon in his knee, and my gosh, they're in Edmonds and on the bluff and the hills. 911, they had to call because he popped this tendon in his knee. 911 had to plow their whole road to get down to their driveway, to plow the driveway, to get him out of the house and off to the hospital. I mean, absolutely crazy stuff going on in this snow, but and it's just so nice to get up and moving and not have to worry about slipping on the ice and all that good stuff. Anyway,
because none of us are very good figure skaters.
No, but gosh, now that's something. Talk about weather extremes. There was a period of time when I was in the sixth grade, and I grew up in Laurelhurst, you know, which is right behind the University of Washington. And there's Foster Island there around the University of Washington, back there was water around, and then a little island, and you know, you could go to the Arboretum and then down to the water and stuff. Well, the period in time, it only ever happened, I think, was like 2 years in a row, like maybe sixth grade and seventh grade or fifth grade and sixth grade, I'm not sure. But during the winter, it got so cold for so long that it froze the surface of Lake Washington around Foster Island. But it froze it so hard that we could actually ice skate on Lake Washington. Now, my mom was an ice skater, and she had ice skates left over when she were a kid, and lo and behold, they fit me. So all of us in the neighborhood could have ice skates. We were down there, and I have no idea why none of us drowned. But I guess we were smart enough not to go onto the ice where it was too thin around the edges. But we ice skated all around Foster Island. And there were tons of us out there. But I never saw it before, and never after have I ever heard of, you know, the surface around Foster Island freezing enough that all of Laurelhurst could be out there ice skating. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, literally skating on Lake Washington.
Well, I remember those years because it was the bay froze. We lived right on the bay in Paulsbo.
The bay
froze out quite a ways. Not that we were
so
going
so you remember
walking
that because we would have been about this. So,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah. And so the bay and wow. Hmm. Yeah. So that must have been climate change happening early, just giving us a taste, huh? But yeah, that was amazing. All righty. Well, let's see. We are doing Dr. Niels Rasmussen in the studio. Linda Rasmussen here. It is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. We are entertaining your phone calls for free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And or you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And if you send us a picture of yourself or your animal friends, Nathan can put it up on the screen for us. And we really like seeing who's out there and what the animals look like. So if you can send us a picture, please do. Nobody has so far, right?
But we do have several callers on the phone line.
Well, come on, people. I mean, you got cameras and phones and smartphones, and send us pictures. All right, so let's not waste any more time. I do have some stuff to tell you about. Oh, and I'll just tease this. Sometime today, remind me to tell you, I think I have seen the worst animal TV show ever. And it was so bad, I want to tell you about it. All right. There's good stuff out there, too, but this one is worth avoiding, I'll tell you. Anyway, where are we headed on the phones?
Let's go ahead and take a call from Roberta in Redmond, calling for her dog, Boomer, and herself. Welcome to the show, Roberta.
Hey, Roberta.
Good morning.
Welcome to Animal World.
Can you hear me okay?
We can.
Okay, good.
So what do you need today?
Well, Dr. Nils worked on Boomer the first of the month, but Boomer had to have his teeth cleaned, and then he had to have a little mass removed from his side, his right side.
And for everybody else, tell us who and what is Boomer.
Boomer is an 11-year-old mini Aussie. He's a blue merle, and he's the sweetest guy ever.
Oh, I just saw a mini Aussie blue merle yesterday, 3 years old. His name is Blue. Very cute.
Cool.
Very cute. So your Boomer is a real sweet guy, huh?
He is a very sweet guy.
All right. The guy I saw yesterday was also a very sweet guy until he bit people. but he really is a really sweet guy, and he was doing great by the time I left. So so Nels, you know Boomer and you've worked on him,
right? Yes.
You've obviously tuned in, and he does need something today.
He needs something. Just curious, because I was drawn to working on his right side, and you said he had a mass removed. Which side was that on? Right side?
That was on the right side, so it was right near his floating rib.
Okay.
But he's got a pretty
And that's a
long...
point usually where you work, Dr. Nils, right, around yeah. that rib, isn't
yeah.
it?
So what was that, Roberta?
Oh, it's the stitches are probably a good 2 inches long because the vet said he had to remove a lot to make sure he got, because he said it looks sort of like it could be mast cells.
Oh, yeah.
They have to remove the whole perimeter and make sure they get all the edges.
Right.
So sometimes they take out more than they think they need to on general principles.
So yeah, he had to have a little tooth removed too, I think. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I'm on it. I'm getting imbalanced here. Maybe we should segue
yeah,
over
so,
to Linda.
Yeah, so Roberta, would you like Linda to tune in to you?
I would love Linda to tune in to me. Hi, Linda. Nice to talk to you.
Yes, indeed. Good to talk to you, Roberta. So let's see here. I've been checking in since you and I have worked together before. I just was checking in, and we're going to work on a date this time. And let's see here. So it's going to take me just a second to find a date. It's going to be in, let's see, 2019. It's going to be in August. August 9th, 2019. So, Roberta, just hold that date, August 9th, 2019. And when we get a date, it just means that the interference that we are going to work on got its start around this time. So we just want to make sure, just like what you were saying, we just want to make sure we get all of it. So we're going to go back to where it started on August 9th, 2019.
So you just want her to hold that date in her mind. So you just think August 19th, August 9th, 2019. Think that date in your mind. Always amazes me how you guys can come up with this specific information.
Okay, and then we're going to let the date go, and Roberta, put your thoughts on the feeling of grief.
Grief.
Okay.
And we're going to replace grief with the feeling of stable. So now you're going to focus on stable and the number two. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead and taking a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking stable, two.
All All right, Roberta, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. Take a deep breath in, holding your breath as long as you comfortably can. Release it when you need to, replacing that breath. All the time thinking, stable, and the number two. Stable, and the number two. And looks like, are you helping, Dr. Nell?
Well, I'm working with Boomer yet. There's a little bit.
Cool. Okay, go ahead and breathe normally, Roberta. And with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward. And then raising your head to a comfortable position. And then letting the date, August 9th, 2019, come back into your thoughts. And that is complete. So, going to use stable. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of stable. And I know you know this, but for people listening, that just means that this energy of stable is what's going to keep what we just released from reestablishing itself. And we're going to amplify that energy by just noticing stable in every way possible.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And, yeah, I had to work Boomer over a good little bit. So,
wow.
you know, having surgery is a big deal. It interferes with a lot of energy flow patterns. So
sure.
We reestablished some that had been disrupted.
All right. All right, Roberta, thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay. Thank you, Martha. Thanks, Linda. Thanks, Dr. Nails. I appreciate it so much. And
all righty.
So does Boomer.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, before we go to our next caller, I just want to ask you guys, because something that I don't often say, and I think that's important for people to know, that everybody listening, even though they're not calling in, there can be a surrogate-type healing. This energy can affect the listeners. Could you guys address that a little bit before we go to the next caller?
Sure. So when we do this energy work, oftentimes people find... Like, especially if Linda's asking somebody to think of something, it's hard not to think of a pink elephant, right?
Right.
So when Linda asks somebody to think about a situation in their life, we often think about a situation in our life that brings up something, and then we kind of fall into doing it almost automatically, whether we want to or not. We start thinking about what Linda's telling this person to do, and as a result, we can actually change our own energy patterns. With, you might say, without hardly even trying. It just sort of happens. So, yes, if you're hearing what's going on, you're likely to be having some shifting occurring in your own energy just as a result of paying attention.
And you can kind of just go along with it and think your own thing in there and imagine the energy coming to you as you need it. Mm-hmm. And especially if you resonate with the word that comes
exactly.
out of the affirmation, you can use it too.
And if you, as Linda said, remember, this is an inside-out job. You're doing this to yourself. So it's not like we have to spread more energy around. It's all there already.
Right, right. But so you are getting the benefit, and especially if you tune in, you get even a larger benefit. So remember that, because this spreads around. It's energetic, as
right.
No, Dr. Nell says. All right, where are we off to now, Nathan? Oh, well, do we need to take care of advertisers? Okay, now he's a smile on his face. He didn't have one for a moment. I looked at the clock. Let's take care of advertisers, then we'll come back with our next caller and have plenty of time. So if you want to join the party, 425-373-5527, and we continue straight ahead with your phone calls right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try Alternative Talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk AM 1150. And gosh, this time around, we heard from Dr. Nels, and all of his contact information that we've ever given you works. But we're back to the original.
HealingMinistryForAnimals.com.
That would be it. And Nels prefers if you contact him through his website, because then you get in the loop and he won't lose you. Okay.
Right.
And he always still does a free telephone evaluation, and so he can chat with you about what he does, what's going on with your animal friends, and tune in to kind of feel what might be right. And I always tell my clients, you know, he's real honest, he's real intuitive, he won't try to sell you stuff you don't need, but he'll have an idea of what's going on, and he's more than willing to creatively work with you. And of course, you have the do-it-yourself-at-home Rasmussen Reset Program.
I do. Now, basically, you go through me to get it right now.
Right.
You just contact me, and that's wonderful, particularly if you have a dog with anxiety or, you know, those kind of not super serious kind of troubles, but it's really irritating and annoying, then that's the do-it-yourself program can be a really great option.
Well, and I really like it for people that have really smart, sensitive dogs that are very much affected by fear and so forth. And because you describe that when our animal friends go through traumas, their nervous system can get stuck in the flight-fight mechanism.
Right.
And then when similar buttons get pushed, they can't think right to respond appropriately. But that's how you created this Rasmussen Reset, so you can reset the nervous system. And it's so helpful for people that have really sensitive dogs to be able to reset their dogs frequently. And the way that people find out about it and get it is go to your website, healingministryforanimals.com, click the contact link and fill out that little form and say, hey, I either want at-home program or I want to talk to you, and then you will arrange to talk to them.
Because anybody who I talk to, that's a possible option, you know, would be the do-it-yourself thing. And for, you know, I probably recommend it maybe one out of three times as one of the options that could work.
I really like sometimes that you do kind of a combo. You give them that home program. They have a chance to work with it, but then you work with them to make sure they're doing it right and work on the animal yourself. And then you can give them extra things to do. But I think that's a really great way. To go. All right, then during the break we talked about, you know, just before we were talking about that if you're just listening to the program today, that you can get surrogate healing even though they're not working specifically on you. Well, Linda, you mentioned, what do you regularly hear from
your clients? Yeah, so there's a whole group of my client group that also are listeners.
So these would be people that come to you for treatments from time to time.
Yeah. And they are also listeners to this program, and they quite often tell me, I listen along and I do the, you know, hold the word in my mind and I do the breathing and I do the thing you tell the person to do with their eyes. And, you know, sometimes they find that that's just incredibly helpful. And it's not surprising, because really energy is really we're all part of the same energy, and we all have our own fields. And so if you start to notice yourself having some kind of a shift, you really are, as Nell said, you've been listening along, and your system's responding. And you can do that casually, or you can do that with some intention and get some good effect.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then, just before we go to the show, to the phones again, happy Halloween! Guess what Nathan announced during the break?
This is from Scott Sistick, a meteorologist in Seattle for Q13, and he's saying that today will likely be the sunniest day since Halloween, and Seattle has not had a day with 60% or less cloud cover since October 31st.
Wow. I mean, is that amazing? Does that put it in perspective?
Yeah, that's
the sunniest day since Halloween?
Yep.
No wonder I feel so good.
Yeah, let's be grateful and thankful for this abundant, sunny day. And thank you, Divine Mother. Send more.
And take it while it's here, because tomorrow, well, yeah, back to the rain.
Never mind. Let's be grateful. Okay, now where are we going?
Let's go ahead and take a next call from Cindy. And looks like she's calling from Sultan and got a few, maybe more than one animal to take care of and herself today. So.
Oh, yeah, we got some good stuff to talk about with Cindy.
Welcome to the show, Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, welcome back to Animal World.
Hello.
Hello,
it's
so. Go ahead.
It's 42 degrees.
42 degrees?
Woohoo.
Hey, that's warm.
Yeah, major wind. We went in 42.
Oh, really windy? All right, so. To start with, who are you calling about today?
About Emily, and she's now a senior and needs Dr. Nell's help to loosen her up.
Okay, so Emily is Cindy's service dog, whom Dr. Nell's does know, and at any rate, she's about 10 years old now, isn't she?
Yeah.
Because she's a year older than my Robbie. She's been showing a little stiffness and so forth. She got jumped by a couple of pit bulls. We talked about that, I think, right. She called in at that time. And she's not fully come back from that. We did get her onto the Great Connect and supplement. She's starting that and starting to feel better. But this cold weather's been tough on her, too. So obviously you've been able to tune in, and Emily could use some work because you're starting on that.
Yeah. And, of course, Cindy's stress is Emily's stress too, so we need Linda.
Right, so we're gonna. That's next. We're going to Linda can do Cindy work on or work with Cindy.
Yes,
and then we're. I'm gonna. You know how Dr. Nell says, you know, he does Mystic Radio with Robin, and sometimes she pushes him and. Outside the square and the comfort. Anyway, I'm going to give him a little push here because we got some real strange stuff going on at Cindy's house, and I want to get your intuition about it.
Okay.
But before we go there, all right, Linda, Cindy, I'm turning here over to you.
Hi, Cindy.
Hello.
Hi. So I'm going to invite you just to think, and it won't be too hard today, think the sky is blue, just relaxing and breathing normally.
I was thinking that, too, when you first said it. Ah, it's so blue.
And I'm going to invite you to bring into your thoughts something that you think about a lot, like you think about it multiple times a day, and you think about it probably every day of the week. Whatever that is, and there may be more than one thing, but just select one of those type of things. Bring that into your thoughts. Is there one that you've already selected?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay, all right, so you're focused on that.
And
then I'm going to have you set that aside and focus on the feeling of truthful, being full of truth, truthful. And the number 4. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just taking your time as you do a really long inhale and then do a really long exhale, thinking truthful, and the number 4.
Right, Cindy, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right. You're doing slow, controlled breathing, thinking truthful, and the number four. Truthful, and the number four. And it looks like you concluded with Emily at the same time.
Yes, I did. Had to do the good dog points today.
Yeah,
she perfect, is a good dog. Cindy. Go ahead and breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just gently tuck your chin and tip your head forward. Give a little stretch to the back of the neck and then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And as you're just relaxing and breathing normally, bring whatever that thought pattern was that you think about all the time. Just bring that back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
So we're going to offer up the affirmation for you. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of truthful.
For the feeling of truthful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's your affirmation. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of truthful. All right, so we're complete with Emily and with Cindy there. All right, now we're going to woo-woo territory. Sometimes my favorite place to go. Anyway, I think you, Nels, I think are you familiar, because I think we've talked about it before on air, and I, all you out there in radio land, you're also familiar, but to remind you, Cindy had a very beloved cat, a black cat named Lucky, who we know was with her at least for the second time in this lifetime on the property where she lives now. And Lucky was her mouser and best friend and all of that. He originally came with his brother Blackie, but Blackie passed away a few years ago. Anyway, Lucky disappeared weeks ago. And I felt we were in touch. Natasha was, and all of that. We eventually and we confirmed with Natasha last month that felt he had in fact passed over, and she even knew why and all of that. But I'm not going to go into all of that. Well, then we were talking to her about another cat for Cindy and all of that. And all along I had the feeling that Lucky would just come back somehow, and But Natasha talked about shelter, and so none of that felt right for me. And then Cindy told me that she has a neighbor that lives behind her in a trailer and all of that, and she occasionally checks on him. Well, he had a feral cat on his property that had a litter of kittens, okay? Mm-hmm. So we have a litter of like five kittens, and they're feral, maybe 4 to 6 months old around now. A couple of them are black, and then there's some longer hair. Anyway... they're very feral. They come out twice a day for the guy. He bangs something and he feeds them yucky food. But she was going over. So anyway, we thought, ooh, well, how great a cat would that be? Born on the property right next to Cindy's growing up outside would be really aware cat. Now, that'd be a great kitten to, or a pair of those kittens. So Cindy was trying to lay the groundwork and talking to the neighbor, and he said, okay, you come over and I'll wait to call him out and so that she could start to bond with him. Well, then all of a sudden, the day before Christmas, she calls him up say she's coming, and he says, don't come. Okay, he says, you can't have any of these cats. They've been here too long. You can't have them. Don't come. So that's Christmas Eve, and what a disappointment. Mm. And so Cindy tells me, and so immediately I'm on the phone with her, and I say, all right, now, this, not panic here. Said, no, gonna be away. I said, let's just call in. So let's turn this over to Divine Mother and tell her to help, and if Lucky wants to come back, and maybe with his brother Blackie, who knows, that could be it. But let's turn it over there and then ask for St. Francis for the help. And I got immediately, yep, we're on it. Okay, so that's what we did Christmas Eve. I get a call the next Christmas Day, and that's where we're getting dumped. She looks out her window to the snow, and what does she see? One of the black kittens from behind her has come all the way through the snow, and she can see it on her property around one of her outbuildings. Okay, and so since then, there's been the major snow and all of that. But so on this one day, and then there were tracks around the house. And so her previous cat, Lucky, had specific patterns of where he went and what he did. Well, in the snow, Cindy and Emily were able to go out, and lo and behold, there's kitty tracks on all the places where Lucky used to go and all of that. Yeah, okay. So now what I'm asking is that I thought, since you were going to be here today, that now, even though we already said you're not tell stories about this, but it's kind of you all had to understand what's going on. Kind of what I had in mind and kind of pushing is that maybe you could tune in, because you've worked on The Lucky before, but now we have these feral guys on the adjacent property, at least one of the black ones coming down. There were no tracks for the last few days through all the snow, but Cindy called last night because she went out last night because it was really light with all the snow, and there were tracks around her house again. There are places, cubby holes, and places where Lucky would go that no wildcats or ferals would go that this paws are going. So I'm wondering if you tune in, can you get a sense? If you tune into Lucky's soul, do you get a sense? Are you working with the afterlife, Lucky? Do you feel him back in body again? Do you get anything about this that might confirm or deny or woo, woo, woo?
I can only tell you what I found.
Okay,
and
yeah.
What I found is that I have a really good connection to this cat, and I got it by thinking about Lucky. So I think there's a connection there.
And you feel a connection with the cat that wandered in.
Right. And
okay.
So, and there are fight or flight issues. Being a feral cat, of course, they're usually stuck in fight or flight. So
and you were working on somebody,
yes.
So that's who you were
so
working
on. So I am rebalancing this little guy, or gal, hard to say for sure, but I'm getting the energy balanced. And yeah, it was interesting that I felt actually a very good, solid connection doing it that way. So there may be something going on
okay.
here.
Okay, and of course we don't know for sure, and we're surmising, but that's why I got very strongly to ask Nels about this. And for me, what that says to me, Cindy, is that I think I think that Lucky is coming back in that cat. That Kinder is back in that kitty. Because you were thinking about Lucky and got that connection. When you get complete with Lucky, then and I'm thinking that his brother Blackie might also come back, and into one of these kittens, because just before Lucky disappeared, you know, and Cindy can be very intuitive. But Lucky, his brother Blackie, would come and visit Cindy. And I mean, it's real woo-woo stuff, but I wouldn't be telling you this if I didn't believe it was true. And Lucky's behavior would totally change, and he'd act like Lucky for a while. Well, or he'd act like Blackie for a while. Well, Blackie came back right before Lucky disappeared. So my thinking was, well, he either came back to be with Cindy one more time while Lucky's body was still here, or he came back because he's going on this journey with Lucky, and then maybe they'll both come back. So it looks like you completed with Lucky.
Yes.
Can you tune into Blackie's soul, see what you get there?
I am not picking anything up, so I don't know what that means.
Okay. But, well, that it means that, it, at least to me, that means that we haven't got both of them back yet, but we might have Lucky. We'll go from there. Right. So anyway, I think that's encouraging. Cindy, were you out at all today? Have you seen any more tracks?
No, I haven't been out yet. I'm going to go out after the show here.
Okay. All right. Well, anything you want to ask or talk to Dr. Nels or Linda about before we let you go?
Took up enough of you guys' time, but thanks for everything. Appreciate it much.
All righty. Well, let me know if we have any more sightings. And Cindy, what we're planning now there's also the possibility that something happened to this guy that's been caring for these cats, because there were sirens and all that kind of stuff, and it's a weird thing. So we're thinking that Cindy may have to be responsible, may have to trap these kitties. You know, and we do a TNR sort of thing and get them neutered and vaccinated and all of that, and let them go again or something. But so I think she's working on a trap, maybe, because we got to collect one of them, at least the one that's coming over. He'll need to be neutered or in spay or whatever. And she's putting food out and stuff. So we'll have updates. And Cindy, I trust that you can call us next week when Natasha is here so we can have her tune in and confirm all of this. Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks.
All righty, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Now, if you would like to join us, we've got open lines, do we?
We do, but we also have somebody waiting on a line, but okay, we'll after that, they're all open.
Right. Okay, so phone lines are open if you want to get in line, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Remember the one. And, of course, you can send us pictures to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, let's we want to do have plenty of time for our caller, so let's take care of our advertisers, and then we have plenty of time to spend it with you on the phone. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from Natasha Venter, our animal communicator, medium, personal awareness coach. She's got regular classes she schedules customly for you, and she's available for private readings over the phone. Check her out at angelicclarifications.com or give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. 7486. And remember to check out whispering-dragon.com, our premier sound healer in the area. That would be Jude Ponton, and you can see her on Wednesdays or Fridays at the Whispering Dragon Center or for remote treatments. Give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And before we get to our next caller, Dr. Nels and Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen are here. I want to reiterate and finish my point when it came to the last caller, Cindy, and when I told you, you know, Christmas Eve, she called the guy, and just so you know, his property is behind hers, but she can't walk between her property and his property.
Ah.
It's real wooded, and I didn't go. So to get to his property, she has to go all the way down her driveway, all the way around, you know, gravel roads and stuff, out to the main Salton Basin Road, and then all the way around to get to his property. So there's no trail between that you can follow. So this was a huge deal, and I want to reiterate this for you so you know what it means to turn things over and how fast God works, okay? And God works for everybody. Because we're all his kids, no matter who you are, what you are, and what you've done, God loves you no matter what. So when Christmas Eve, when this, Cindy called me, she's devastated. Don't come back. I said, no, we'll just turn it over. We can't do anything about this. Let's turn it over to Divine Mother, to the Masters, St. Francis. I got there on it. What happened? The next day was Christmas. She looks out the window. There's the cat. The kitten walking on her property. What a miraculous Christmas gift was that? Yeah. How quickly did it shift? And how much did it brighten Cindy's life? Because now she's got a project. She's got to take care of all these little feral cats and stuff. But also, it's very likely that Lucky's back. But that's what happens when you turn things over. Don't go into your fear and worry when you can't do whatever you can. Then turn it over and hold the faith.
Yep.
So that's my preaching for now. Okie dokie. We are heading back to the phones. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And they're doing free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. We are talking to a longtime friend of Animal World. We're going to Bellevue and Diane and her kitty Theo. And we have wonderful pictures. I think Theo's Whiskers is the other one, I think, too.
Yes.
I think we got both of them up there. Anyway, good morning, Diane, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, and thank you for that wisdom, Martha. Applies to me today.
Yeah, you know, if you've done everything you can do, have faith and turn it over. And remember that hands over your chest that Linda and Dr. Nels do? I trust, I trust, I trust.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, right? And that being said, sometimes you just keep doing it. And you can't get the stuff out of your head no matter what.
Also, right. Okay, well then, so maybe Linda and Nels can help on that. So what do you need today, Diane?
Well, I have three things going on, and I guess you can sum it up by saying I have sadness, fear, and anger.
Oh, my.
About
that's
that.
A pile on your plate.
Yeah, one thing is Theo. We're still dealing with that. I ended up having to take him in for an ultrasound. He's just finished up another round of antibiotics.
So he's still got the bacteria going on and stuff? And
yeah, it was less bacteria, but still, as soon as I finished those,
he started peeing again.
Started peeing again.
Darn.
Peed on me on the bed.
Holy moly.
I was not happy.
Yeah.
So anyway, the only thing left is we have to do an ultrasound to see if something else is going on. So I'm waiting to get that appointment.
Okay.
And well, I have other issues going on with myself personally. So it's all wrapped together, and I'm just...
Oh, okay. So Nels is already tuned into Theo and
yes.
is going there. And since you got all this personal stuff going on, and you know I do work with what I call the human-to-animal transference, and, you know, animals picking up what's going on. Often when you have an animal that urinates on you, that's often indicative that you are holding on to some anger. Well, you already know that, and you've admitted it.
Right.
But now maybe Linda can sneak in the back door maybe and help release all of this. So, Linda, this is your job now.
Hey, Linda, I will tell you that he peed on me before I got real angry.
Okay. So that stimulated it. You know, I hope you went and screamed in a pillow and let it out.
Same at the pillow, and I screamed at him. I was not a good kitty mom in that moment.
All right, now let me just tell you, okay? This is something that you do want to engage your left brain and control what you do. When the cat pees on you, the idea of that is, see, that triggers the anger to come up.
Yes,
what you want to do is go scream in a pillow or scream out loud outside. Let it go. When you direct the anger back at the cat, that's what, by yelling at the cat, that's what you're doing. You're directing the anger back into the cat. Okay.
Well, I did that, and then I went outside and screamed. So I did all of the above.
Right. So in the future, you time out and don't direct it at the cat. Go and release it first.
Well, at least here I'm here to release Theo's.
You're right. So Nails is cleaning up Theo, and now, but I wanted to get that in there so you all know when things happen that trigger negative emotions, it's to help you release them. But if you direct them at something, then that's exactly what you do, because they're energy, and energy follows thought. Anyway, I will shut up now, and Linda will take over.
There was no thought in the process. I think.
You just felt it. Gotcha.
Time to think.
Yeah, so we're our nervous systems are designed to act before thought, and then we, you know, do what we can to put ourselves back at the center of ourselves and to make any changes we need to make. So you are doing great, Diane.
And so, Linda, just as you're working on me, that anger went away right away.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. This is another something in my life that's created more anger.
Okay, so...
got the double whammy.
Yeah. So that other thing in your life, whatever it is that's got the anger going on, just bring that, whatever that is, into your mind. And just let yourself be present to whatever it is you know, and also just be aware of your own emotions as you bring that in. And then we are going to have you set that aside and put your attention on the feeling of resentment. Feeling of resentment.
Mm-hmm.
Resentment and the number 2 are the two things to hold in mind. Your eyes are going to stay open, and you're going to look up toward the right side of your forehead. And take a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, letting yourself get a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking resentment 2.
All right, Diane, you've got your eyes open and you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You're taking a deep breath in and holding it as long as you comfortably can. Release it when you need to and replace that breath. All the time thinking resentment and the number 2. Resentment number 2.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, stretching the back of your neck very gently, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let whatever that situation is, the thing you were thinking of that is attached to the anger, just letting that be in your mind again. Once again, noticing how you feel. Got some more work to do, so keep your thoughts on that and how you feel.
There's a lot of work going on
here. Okay, and then I'm going to have you set that aside and put your attention on a feeling of loneliness.
Hmm.
We're going to replace that. We're going to replace loneliness with the feeling of cherish. And the number 2. So now you're thinking cherish 2. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the left side of your forehead. Taking a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to.
Diane, you've got your eyes closed. You're looking up to the left behind those closed eyes, taking in a deep breath and holding it as long as you comfortably can, releasing it when you need to and replacing that breath, thinking cherish. And the number two, cherish number two.
Perfect, Diane. Go ahead and breathe normally. And once again, with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward and then raising it to a comfortable position. And letting your mind go back to the thing that you've been thinking about, noticing how you feel right now as you think about it. Okay, good work. That is complete. And your affirmation is going to be, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish.
Grateful and thankful for the feeling of cherish. All right. You got that, Diane?
Get down here. Yep.
All right. Now, before we run out of time, I just wanted to quickly say, just so y'all know, my understanding of how anger works, when we say, because you said, after a while, the anger just went away, and I was fine. Well, the anger doesn't go away. It just resettles back into your body. Okay, that's why these triggers happen, to get it active so you can release it. Now, didn't I have you call us last month, Diane, when Natasha was here?
Yes.
And did we talk about an anger releasing program?
No, I don't remember about the anger releasing program.
Okay, let's see how Theo does this week. And I want you to call next Sunday with me and Natasha, because then I'll have more time and we can go into a little more detail about this anger stuff, and I can give you an anger releasing program that will be very helpful.
Very good. And I just want to say, when I said it went away, it was kind of replaced with the other anger item.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And what I'll tell you, this is what I'll tell you, the bottom line with anger.
Yeah.
Things that happen to you, other people, other things, these things do not make you angry. They trigger anger that's already inside you.
So they're helping me learn an anger lesson. Okay.
Right. So it doesn't go anywhere. It just goes back into suppression in your body. And it's an energy. And the longer it hangs there, the more havoc it wreaks with your body. And that's then the last stage is disease and illness.
Oh, okay. Don't want it.
Right. Well, that's why we work with all these things and have to learn how to be responsible with emotional energy so we don't hold on to it and mess up the detail. All right.
And will this also, Linda, help with the sadness I'm feeling about the other issue?
And I would imagine, Linda, that people, you don't necessarily release everything in one session, and that sometimes it's like peeling a layer of an onion, isn't it? And you have to do a number of sessions to get through to everything.
The way we work is we're always inquiring what is in the highest priority for this person right now in this moment, because that is really, that's where we are, is in this moment.
Yeah.
So that's what we work with. And the highest priority means that we will really be approaching whatever will be most helpful and effective in this moment. And most of us are very complicated. And we have a lot of stuff going on. But if we always work at the level of priority, then we're doing the best we can for our life in this moment.
So I guess my point is just that, you'd usually, because life, is not easy, we have to work through it. So we are out of time. We got to fire up the love train. We get to move around and dance one more time and then open phone lines. So if you'd like to get in line, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet and join us on the love train. I'll come through your home and pick you up. So get that energy moving, and we will continue. We got one more hour and more of your phone calls to come, so stay right with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Oh, except I didn't do the energy. Nathan's saying, nuh-uh. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our mind with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. We continue Alternative Talk, AM 1150.